Fallen Leaves, Dead City.
Take it up here.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Zha. Yeah, how's things? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you got them all right for this morning?
Yeah. Maria, can you turn that thing off?
Right.
No, I told you I need the stuff for this morning. Yeah, I can by right after lunch if you can do that. I can hold things till then if you just get the stuff to me. Well, listen, Zha, because this is important. Yeah, these people, the company, want to change their whole approach to this country. Well, maybe not pull out, but anyway, not be involved in the kind of way they are right now. As of now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure, they got all sorts of contracts. That's why they got all sorts of lawyers. Sure.
You want your coffee out
But it's
there?
The next 10 years. Hold on.
No, I'll be down.
Yeah, sorry. We have to keep international money involved. It's that simple. Good. So you just get them to the office here, Zha. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine then.
People of this country do not know. They go to the movies to see the wonders of Hollywood and do not know that all the time in their own nation is a wonder. The unknown Brazilians, the Indians, their brothers and sisters who have been hidden away or driven away from their forests, from their beliefs, their way of life, and been given the deadly gifts of civilization.
That's enough listening to the father. Now we're going to do something for him.
So, all right, I guess this is, Anna, you got everything you need?
Sure. Fine, don't worry, everything will be fine.
Jeffrey.
Oh, man, I tell you what I could really take.
I know, only you should have done that before.
It's what the mini manual don't tell you.
Yeah.
So, come on, let's go.
Oh, jeez, where'd you get this thing?
Don't ask, don't know. Okay. That's safe for you.
I got a cousin who works at the hospital. I mean, he's a doctor there, and he's got sympathy.
No, come on. We don't want to lose the others.
Well, you're driving.
No, okay.
You're driving the thing.
All right.
I don't seem to understand just how vitally important it is if in this country, we're ever going to get anything that's any kind of use. I mean, the kind of things we really might be able to get out of these places.
You don't have to tell me, Lando. Tell them.
Development, and do they get it into their heads that we simply have to develop in some kind of consistent direction? So sure, maybe it's fine from where they're standing, way over in the U.S., that they just make as much profit as they can, that's fine. But they have to understand that it makes sense, that it makes a lot more sense to create markets. Put something back, don't just take out. I mean, my God. This country has the biggest... You know that? We have the biggest overseas debt.
And the most chances.
All right. The biggest possibilities. If only the whole thing is done with some common sense and they don't just go in there and rip it all out.
What's he think he's doing?
Oh, it's okay. It's okay now. Just take it easy. We got all the time we need.
Oh, yeah. A real accident. That's all we need. Look, where are we supposed... Where's that place?
Over there. You can pull in.
This all right?
Yeah. I think we can see from here. I think we'll be okay.
As long as they get in the right place.
Oh, they'll do fine. Benny and Javari, they'll do just fine. I know it.
Some kind of problem. You want to go to the beach sometime?
At the weekend.
Yeah, that'll be fine. I think I'll need to relax by then.
It's going to be really tough, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of the people are coming down from the States. It's going to be... Well, I think some pretty final decisions could be made over the next weeks. Yeah, I think about the way it's going to be, the way the company's going to operate over here.
I hope you do fine, Lando. I'll be thinking about you.
Hey, me too.
That's Benny in the van.
Where?
Over. Look, there.
Oh, yeah, got him now.
Yeah, and they've seen us too. Oh.
That's fine, just as long as they stay there.
I'm feeling sick, I think.
You'll be fine. Jeffy, what's the timing now?
Should be coming through any minute now.
Good morning, Senor Orlando.
Morning, Jose. Make it fast today, Jose. I'd like to be there early.
Sure thing, senor. Will you be through normal time tonight?
I'll let you know if I'm not. You'll be with...
With madame. Uh-huh. She wants to do so... I was just going along, and there was this thing. It's like a very little bump. I mean, we'd hit the side of this other car that had come out of somewhere. Anyway, I didn't see it till it was there. And anyway, I just got out. And Senor Orlando, well, he did that too. Well, that's because he was in a hurry. And anyway, it wasn't any kind of serious thing. He just wanted to get on, you see? Well, that's what I told this young guy. I mean, we could get on if we could just have his address and that. But he was going on about how his girl was hurt.
It isn't anything that need to hold us up, is it?
Hurry up.
I mean, can't we, Jose, we have to get on. We'll give them the company address.
You want to look where you're going, kid, driving
Please,
like that?
Get
you could have been in a lot worse trouble if I hadn't been keeping my eyes open.
Look, we was looking. Don't you think we're blind to something because we don't drive some flashy car?
What about my girl? She's hurt. She could be hurt bad. Hey, look, somebody. This is serious. This is my girl over here. He's hurt.
It was starting to look like we were never going to get anywhere when this van, a VW Combi, you know, came up and stopped. And this guy looked like the wrath of God or something. He was some kind of Indian. He got out with a gun and another guy with him.
Don't move, you son of a bitch, or I'll blow your head off.
Oh, no, I got nothing against you, guys. I got nothing against you.
Come on, get into the van.
Please, you must have the wrong man. Well, look, if we forget about it, I mean, there's no reason we have
for
to go through with all this.
How do you get
here?
This pig into the van here? Now, somebody move. Yavari, get him. Shove him in,
come
for
on
God's
on.
Sake.
You will come with us.
What?
They just pushed Senor Orlando right into the van and drove off. All of them, leaving the other car. They told me, they said, we got your boss. Well, why'd they say that? I mean, I knew that already. I knew they got Senor Orlando.
Here we go.
Look, if you can understand, there's some kind of mistake.
Oh, shut up!
Put the hood on him, someone.
Where is it? Javari?
I do not have this thing. Benny, he was the one.
If you want this money...
Oh, shut your mouth, mister.
It's in the dash.
What?
It's in the dash. It's in the dash.
Come on.
Shut it.
Shut it.
I'm supposed to do everything. I'll drive this too.
Sorry, I got it. Just be quiet.
Look, I wouldn't... Is this somewhere...
Now lie on that floor and shut up.
Hey, you got a smoke anywhere?
Yeah, here.
Thanks.
Hey.
What?
We did it. We really did it. Yeah, we did it. How about that, hey? Hey, you see that driver?
Yeah, well, this way. Now that car came out, I thought we were really going to be in an accident.
What? What's happening? Will someone tell me what's happening? Look, what?
Name.
Look, I can't see. Who's that? Can I just...
Name.
You know my name.
You tell us.
Oh, God. What did I do? Does Maria know about this?
Your name, tell us.
Look, do you read? Orlando dos Santos.
Good. Just to be sure. You're 36 years old. You're a development director for a certain multinational company.
In Brazil here.
It is not likely we would be interested in you for any other reason. Basically, you're a people's prisoner being held in a people's prison.
How long will it keep me?
You do not need to know that.
But why me?
At this time, you do not need to know that.
But what do you hope to gain by all this?
At this time, you do not need to know that.
What are your demands? Who are you?
You do not need to know that.
What do I need to know?
That you are a people's prisoner being held in a people's prison. If you try to escape, you will be shot.
Now, what I'm saying, I guess, is that you can't really look at anything without some kind of attitude. without affecting it in some way.
So it is personal, Bill. A personal choice you make every time.
I guess so. I guess it is, Father.
Does my wife know yet? Look, who does know about this? Isn't there some kind of way we might be able to sort things out without everything breaking up?
Oh, always you people. You're ready to make some kind of deal with anyone. Well, this time we make the deal. You just shut your mouth, Mr. Millions.
Look, you don't sound... not as if you're really a part of this.
What do you mean?
Well, I can hear that.
You can't hear nothing, Mr. Millions.
If you come from a good home, what are you doing in all this?
Oh, you hear the way I talk, and that's... Hey, listen, guys, that's really good, huh, Yavari? Mr. Fat Cat here says I really shouldn't be in all this, because I come from a good home, and you know what that means. Good home, rich home, a money home, lots of good things, lots of money buy things home, huh? Oh, why don't you ever learn, you people?
Hey, maybe you shouldn't have said...
What?
Javari's name.
Oh, I just got mad, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it don't matter so much. They'll have to figure out about us pretty soon anyway. Once they know why we got this guy.
But if there is nothing to guide you, Bill?
I guess you just have to feel if a thing is right, way down at the bottom. An emotional feeling.
Ah, but it goes beyond that. Otherwise, why are we here in the forest, eh? Not just to go back the way we come, sure.
Ah, you know we can't do that, Father.
But why?
You're joking. We don't have to go all over that again.
The real reason we can't go back to the way things were...
Because, hell, they chop us into little pieces.
No, not because of what they do to us, Bill.
Damn right.
But because of what we know. What is inside us. That is what changes everything.
But what if I didn't want anything to do with that? Or are you saying... Well, I guess you are, that nobody is innocent in that way. Like, if you're taking risks, then you have to face those risks. I mean, if you're protesting or something. And if you're just trying to get on the best you can, you still have to face the risks because not doing something... Well, not doing anything, then that makes you guilty, too.
Wow. It is starting out. You can't go back.
Hello? Can nobody hear them? There's somebody? Look, you see, can I take this hood off? Because I want to try and find the can. I just need to use the can. Oh, come on. Is it all right? There's someone here. Oh, God. What the hell am I to do? Sitting there, there's a hood on the leg. Trussed up like a goddamn turkey. So take it easy, take it easy. Calm yourself down, calm. Calm down. Relax. I'm just going to have to take it off. I mean, otherwise I'm just going to... All right,
Oh, my God. Who are you? Huh? Way back there at the... Why didn't you say something?
I am called Javari.
Well, why didn't you say something? You're an... I guess an Indian?
Okay, we delivered the stuff. Hey, Javari, why'd you let him take his hood off?
It does not matter, Tomas.
The hell it doesn't!
No, let him see. It will not matter. For me, it does not.
I guess. Anyway, we made contact. You're a star, Mr. Millions.
Huh?
The president said the United States would stand by its commitment to democratic government in Latin America. Well, that is the main story. There was also a fire in a clothing store called Smart Kids. I'm being well treated, and that is really all I have to say.
They have called, and, Orlando, it must have been a tape. He read something from the papers to show he was still alive, and, and they said that he was okay, and he'd be all right as long as the police didn't do anything, and just to wait for their demands. That's all.
Mrs. DeSantis, we'd like you to know that everything that can be done to return your husband safely will be done. That is why I have flown in myself from New York to personally take charge of all those matters relating to the company.
Now listen very carefully. We are holding Orlando dos Santos. Unless our demands are met, he will be executed. Our demands are... 1. The release of Father Batiste Alvaro by the authorities. 2. $100,000 U.S. to be paid by the company. Compared to the profits they have stolen from the people of this country, that is a small amount. If the first demand is not met within 3 days, the criminal Dos Santos will die.
$100,000.
There it is, senor.
That is, of course, within the possibilities for us.
Of course.
But we would at all times wish to be guided by your experience in these matters.
You mean we are used to dealing with terrorists?
Exactly.
But you too. In so many countries where the company spreads its claws, wings.
Do you have him?
Senor?
This priest. Do your people have him?
I do not have him.
Captain, is this priest at present in the custody of any of your agencies of law enforcement?
No, as far as I know, he is not.
Which means that one of these right-wing vigilante groups may be holding him.
They may.
Can't you be sure?
Who can be sure of anything?
Am I guilty because I've done nothing? Is that what it all comes down to? Because I'm not on the streets shooting down fathers and children?
You don't know, mister. You don't know nothing from nothing.
No?
Just shut up, will you?
Well, that makes some kind of difference. Am I supposed to be scared because you'll kill me? Oh, yeah, sure, I'm scared. So what does that prove?
Well, it proves that even when he's scared, a Brazilian male will still try on all his macho crap with any woman who's around. Now, just shut up.
There are different ways of fighting, but our options are limited.
Sure, I'll buy that.
I wanted to educate Tomas. I, myself. What vanity. What arrogance that was.
What I don't understand is why.
Why not?
But that's no answer. So all right, the company has money. They'll pay. Fine. But do we have to... We're all Brazilians, oh. All of us, but you all hate so much. What did I ever do?
You know, we could try you. People's court, and if you were found guilty, we could execute
you. It's all you, all of you, thinking about killing.
Well, I had to kill a man, so nothing is the same. I, a priest, must understand that turning the other cheek is no answer to tyranny.
And blowing someone's head off? That is?
Martyrdom won't help. There must be action to make the kind of world Christ talks of in the Gospels even a possibility. By their support of the right, the Americans have ensured that all the middle ground, all the good intentions have been destroyed, and what is left is only a stark choice, to fight for Christ or to submit. And to submit, knowing the facts as we do, that would be a sin indeed.
Oh, Lord, what can I do? What is happening to me? What is happening to all of us? I don't know. I just don't know. Isn't there anything to say? I'm scared. You won't listen to me.
Because you have nothing to say.
I have everything to say.
Just over 2 years ago...
I want to live. To be alive more than anything. Do you understand that?
Just over 2 years ago.
Agreed then, Bill. It's a good thing to show the world how the Indians of this country are treated. But what now?
What now, Father, is that I've got permission to go into the Aripuana.
We went into the forests.
Who?
Father Alvaro, an American, Bill Krause, who wanted to make a film.
I want you to meet some people.
People you work with?
An Indian, thrown off his land. He could help us. He knows the country. And a young man called Tomas.
Ah, Indian too?
Brazilian. Someone I hold an affection for.
A protege?
In a way, yes. If you'll take him, it could teach him a lot.
You?
Yeah, me. We went to see some people. A tribe called the Lager.
In the Aripuana?
Something was happening down there. Something Bill had found out about.
They're building another road out that way, through unprotected forest.
And?
There are tribes there, Father. Indians they haven't been able to get into the reservation area. They're right in the path of the road. And we're gonna be there, too.
And we were there, when it all happened.
When what happened?
When those people, those Indians just got in the way of a road someone was building down there.
You're not saying... Hey, look. What are you saying here?
My road will bring wealth to this country. My boss, he tells me build this road. He don't say build it if the Indios don't mind. Or some stupid kid don't mind. He says build, so I build. And I don't let nothing stop me.
I was with Father Alvaro then. We could do nothing. They were killed, the Indians, murdered by the roadmen. Because they were in the way, simply because of that, it was planned, the whole thing. They planned the whole thing. Stole an Indian girl, waited till her people came to get her back, and blew them away. You understand that, do you? Do you?
Yes.
The father killed a man to save my life. We lived for nearly 6 months in the forest after that. Chavarri kept us alive. You see, we couldn't come out. We just knew too many things to come out of there alive in any way we could be noticed. We had to make it out our own way. Keep the film safe, because that's where it all was, on Bill's film, and he had to get that back to the States so people could see what happens. See how it was for the Indians. So, we got out, and Bill goes home. And me and the father and Chavarri keep very quiet. And we look.
You look? What do you look for?
You listen to the father. On the tape here somewhere.
We must accept that our duty is to the oppressed, to show them that Christ in this continent is not a god of suffering and death without end, but a new start, a new hope, a new life for all men.
It's later, another time. He's going to make a book of all his sayings to help others, to show them that there are other ways.
Other than this?
You will not listen! This is no rich kids playing at gangsters, at being Lenin. Every day, Indians in this country are taken from their land, their lives, everything they know, just like you have been, my friend. And their new lives that we give them. We have the arrogance to say that this world we have made, this blasphemy of bombs and poverty is better than their lives. Hold on.
Saying in effect...
As I said to Tomas.
Yeah?
These men here in the forest, they are only one end, the fingertip of the creature that destroys. We must find the brain, the heart. The gunmen have fear, the need to feed their families, many things to drive them. But somewhere, there are men who think a road would be a fine thing and who have the power to make their thoughts real. And that power is the power of the great companies who are accountable to no moral authority. Their power is real. Our religion must become every bit as real to fight them, to expose the men who think they are above all law except profit. Right.
So, we looked at the little company that built the road, at the company which owned them, At the company that employed them, at the corporation, the foundation, at the policies, the plans, at the names. But the father, his name was too well known. In the slums, they knew he had returned. They said his name. That name was heard, and they took him. So we took you.
But
development director. It was your name on the contract. Orlando Dos Santos, Indian killer. So, who better to take for the father?
I simply cannot. That cannot be true. I mean, a small skirmish. Such things happen.
I am not finished. There is more. When Bill Krause goes back to America to put all these little bits of film together, suddenly the company he makes the film for, they are not interested. There is no more money for Bill and his film. And who is behind the TV company? Who is the big advertiser? It is the company that owns the publisher that wants some paper that comes from a mill in a forest that must be crossed by a road that buries some Indians. So Bill needs money. We need money. We want the father. And we have you.
You're a priest, then. He's important to you?
Yes.
And he's worth... Would you kill for him?
Individually, we matter very little. To God, we are important. But in the struggle, our individual lives, particularly if they have been privileged with material ease or education, must not be considered more important than the task of giving to the oppressed some measure of human dignity. That is what the gospel tells us.
And the killing?
If there must be killing, then let us never think we will be untouched by it. It is a great sin. We must remember that. And we cannot expect forgiveness.
We haven't killed anybody yet. You people, you've done all the killing around this country. All we ever tried to do was make it a bit better for some Indians who had a bad deal. That's all.
And what will you do when they... when they do... if they do what you want?
Leave, I guess. I guess we'll just have to leave. Get out of the country.
They say they fight for the Indians.
And who do they fight against?
They fight against your company.
And your laws, Captain.
Ah, yes, we must not forget that they are not the same thing.
There is a time for taking sides, you see, when the issues cannot be avoided. And the gray and confused middle ground is no longer a very good place to stand in.
Ah, when a little right and wrongs no longer matter so much. Is that what you say, Senor? Listen.
I beg of you. Please let my husband go. He's a good man. He never harmed anyone in his life. I know he would sympathize with what you're trying to do, but you'll only spoil your case if you harm him. I beg you. For God's sake, please don't harm Orlando. Let him go. You can't help yourselves like this. Please, let him go.
Is it going to make some kind of difference the way you keep going on at me, all of you?
Well, what do you want? Some kindness?
No, just...
Well, you want Javari to sing you a song?
No, I don't want...
Listen, we got a million songs.
I just wish you'd stop going on.
Oh, you don't like people talking to you.
Look, just going on. You do that. And the two kids.
Huh?
The young boys.
Benny and Chefe. You think you'll get around them because they're both rich kids dropping out? Listen, don't kid yourself. They're both good comrades and they're both dedicated to the struggle.
But what can I say? What can I say about that? There's always this wall. Like you, all of you, just stop thinking at some place. I mean, don't you think I know how the Indians are badly treated? That I don't care or something? Does that mean I gotta be responsible for every time some farmer even stands on some Indian's toe? That I gotta be responsible for every roadman?
My boss, he tells me build this road. He don't say build it if the Indians don't mind. Or some stupid kid don't mind. He says build, so I build. And I don't let nothing stop me.
Okay. Yeah, right. Look out in the street. Keep an eye.
Yeah, sure.
Hello? Listen very carefully. You have 12 hours left to free Father Alvaro. We repeat our intention to kill Dos Santos if the father is not released. He is to be delivered to the airport with the ransom money. A plane will be made ready. We will deliver Dos Santos at the airport. Communication 5. Still clear?
Relax, Jeffy. We're okay here. Sympathetic territory. So let's get a cup of coffee while we can, okay?
Yeah, all right. You know, it's a hell of a thing, isn't it?
It sure is.
I mean, it's real. I mean, we're really part of a struggle here.
You're right, comrade.
It's cold.
Mugged,
really?
It said so when they brought him in. He was found down by the dump.
Anybody see this?
The cops, housemen, only a few. Must have taken them a week to beat this guy to death. It's very nasty.
Why in hell's name can't you people keep these goddamn death squads under some kind of control?
There are many, senor, who accuse us of having them just so under control.
Our options are becoming more limited with every moment. I imagine you will not release this information.
No.
And I imagine it will get out anyway.
Yes.
You know, I hate goddamn corpses.
We offer our lives in this work. Then let us offer the best of ourselves, the finest that we can give.
Bastards! Dirty, stinking, pig bastard!
Quiet.
All things die. It is the way of all things. My father dies, a brother lives on, my son. Soon they must all die.
No words. I loved him, and I got no words enough.
What do you think? We kill him?
Maybe we should have done that in the first place. I don't know, really. I just don't know.
Thomas must be pretty mad. And Javary.
Yeah, well, he scares me, that guy. So, anyway, I guess we just have to talk about it. What about your cousin in the hospital? They won't...
He's safe enough. Sympathy, but no action.
Let's hope so, because they ever get onto him, and man, is he going to need some sympathy.
Your priest... I never met him, but I'm sorry about it. About the way he died.
A lot of people died.
I'm sorry. That's just all.
Oh, he just wants to save his life.
Well, of course I want to save my life. You think I want to be a sacrifice? You think I want to sit here while you talk about if you're going to kill me or not? I mean, just let me say something here. I mean, I do have some reason for saying something, because there's still the money.
Well, what can money buy?
You want a list? And anyway... We don't have any killing yet.
Oh, isn't that just bourgeois thinking? Javary, what about you? The father was your friend.
I have been thinking of this thing. This man. There will be no good in him if he is dead. I do not wish to kill in this way. There are better ways to kill.
Benny?
I guess we still have to get out of this.
Yeah, and they steal the money.
Jeff is right, though. So far, we don't have any killing. We're clean. That's crazy. They, with their law, they get an innocent man and kill him. We, outside the law, we take a guilty man and...
You don't have any rights to do this!
Mister! Nobody ever had the right without they took it first. Nobody gives for nothing. Now, I just want to think what is more important. To kill you or to get the money. We have to think if we want to make points or make changes, because always there's the story of what happened back in the forest with the killings, and that's what we've got to tell. And now we don't have the father to speak for us anymore. We only got Bill Krause and his film to tell it.
But why can't we say?
Because they won't listen. We're all red killers or something like that as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
The father's the only voice that would have authority. The film. People believe what they see on the films.
Hey, what if we were to get him, Mr. Millions, to say something?
Oh, sure, they'd really believe that when we got him all the time.
Look, if you were to let me go free...
Oh, nuts! Listen, I say kill him!
I say don't. That money will be vital to the cause. And we still need some way out. Some kind of way out.
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, sir, we have the names. Bandeira Oliveros, known as Benny. Age 22, student. Ex-student, yes, sir. And Chefe Fortuno, 19. He went underground before university. The girl is Anna something or other. We don't have yet. Our informant died. No, worked at the hospital in pathology. A sympathizer for a long time, but we didn't know he was this involved. The Indian we know about. And then there's this guy, Tomas Davila. He's the one really that was closest to the priest. Right, he was...
born in this little village, up on the coast, where the developers came in.
Fisherman?
Yeah, helped my grandfather. Last of the Jangaderos.
Tomas, sit down.
Thanks.
See, I am still looking at the ocean, even in the dark. You know, they used to say that when a Jangadero dies, a new star appears in the sky. A new star. Well, nowadays they laugh at that kind of thing, and perhaps they're right. But where will the new stars come from, Tomas, when all the old men are dead?
Maybe they won't need stars, Grandfather. They'll have electric light.
Oh, yes, that's good. And they can switch them off in the morning.
Well, they got all the electric light they wanted after the builders came.
And you?
I left. I had to get out of there. Then I met up with Javari. Stayed with his people. They'd been thrown off their land.
They come into the cities. I know, it's a problem.
They were living on a garbage dump. Still do, I guess. That's what the father... That's what he was trying to fight against.
What was he like?
Huh?
The father? What kind of man?
I don't know. How do you say? What he did? What he was? How does telling it mean anything? Words, it's just what's inside. I guess he never saw anything as easy. Like a lot of people spout off about the revolution and all that, but it doesn't mean anything. He made you think it out, all the way through, so that you couldn't lie about it. I mean, whether you liked it or not, you just knew you could trust that guy. Trust what he said. Trust him to hold the rope when you were climbing it.
And this? Would he agree with this?
I could tell you anything. I mean, say he would have said yes, but I guess I can't lie about him. Not now that he's dead. I don't think he would have done this.
Even though you told me he killed a man?
A man who was going to kill us. A man who had a gun in his hand. I just don't think he would have done it this way.
Then why do you do it?
Because I'm not him, I'm me. Because I know you would have killed him. Damn near did kill him.
Can you believe that I really didn't want that?
I don't know. I don't know it even makes any difference.
But I have to keep saying that. I have to keep saying it does make a difference.
Well, you go on saying that and then maybe it will make a difference.
Well, I have to. Do you understand that? Do you see that? I have to believe things. Just a few things to keep me from going crazy. I honestly believe I didn't want those Indians to die. I honestly believe that you'll play straight with my company and let me get out of here when they pay.
You think they will pay? Your company?
Yeah. Look, I am really convinced that they will pay, okay? And they'll be straight with you right down the line.
Well, I hope so. I guess I don't want to kill you. Just wanted your name up there as the bastard who caused it all the dead Indians.
Because it was my name on the paper?
Yeah.
even if it all came from high up. From the U.S., maybe. That I didn't want it done and tried to get the best deal for our country I could.
Ah, don't make any mistake, mister. However we seem to you here, it's your name on the paper. You're the guy that did it. You sent those men in. You made the bow. You made the arrow. Huh. Maybe somebody gave you the bits and told you how, but you put it all together. Maybe somebody else fired it, but you made it. And that's why we'll take the money. And because we're not like you and your world, that's why we'll let you go.
National Press Service, hello?
Communication 6.
Hang on, I'll get my pencil. Communication 6.
The price is up. $500,000. You have one day. The trash can outside the Two Deuces Cafe. 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. Acceptance in the morning paper. Want ads. If we are followed, Dos Santos will die.
The trash can outside the Two Deuces Cafe. 2:30 in the afternoon. Tomorrow.
Our man is still alive, then.
We think so.
It appears to me that the possibilities here are going to need very careful consideration.
What's happening?
They'll pay.
What?
The money, they'll pay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you should, Mr. Millions. You don't know how near you were to dying.
What's going to happen?
Well, we arranged a place they'd drop it off, and we pick it up, and when we got it, we let you go.
When you got it?
Well, yeah, we need you till then, so they don't follow. And then we go out of the country.
And you'll hand me back?
That's right. We will.
Yeah?
Really? What do you think we are, gangsters?
Well, I thought...
Oh, after the father got killed?
Yeah.
Jeffrey and Benny are going to make the pickup, and you will be off our hands. You son of a bitch, you know, you deserve to die, not walk out of here.
Now, you got it all worked out?
Yeah, yeah, just so long as they do what they're supposed to do.
Sure they will. We got that guy, they want him back, they'll play. Jeffy, you're gonna grab the money, right?
Sure, I'll be Mr. Millions today.
Right. Now, just remember to move fast. Out the van, pick it up and go.
Don't worry, Tomas. We'll do it. For the cause.
Yeah, we'll win.
For the father. And all the others. Right. Now, get going.
Senor.
My God.
Makes a big mess, machine guns.
They look so very young now, don't they?
They are, but they were criminals all the same. Anyway, they can't go home now.
So they didn't even get to smell the money.
There was no money.
No, no, of course not. Now I keep thinking of that poor woman...
Senor?
His wife, Mrs. DeSantis. All that she's been through.
He isn't dead yet.
And now this. If nothing else, people must begin to see just how vicious these so-called freedom groups in fact are. There's a film crew flying in from the States. I thought Mrs. DeSantis could make one final plea in television. Perhaps the sight of her suffering will move these animals.
We don't have so much TV, Senor. I don't think these animals will maybe get to see this film.
Well, then it can go out here on the radio.
We stay.
No, that's crazy.
We don't move.
What do they want?
Hey, you tell them, Mr. Orlando.
This must be a very difficult time for you. How are you coping?
It is difficult, but I am all right.
In view of the terrorist decision not to collect the ransom offered, and in fact to break up our relations with the authorities, do you still feel your husband is alive?
Yeah, I know my husband is still alive.
What your husband's chances?
I'm sure his chances are very good. If I could go...
Do you have any message for him and for the kidnappers?
No, he must just believe that he will be saved, and the kidnappers must let him go. I can't say anymore, please.
It's all very simple. A marketing operation. They're selling something, that's all.
What?
Me, dead. I was scared it was going to kill me. Oh, God, that's so funny.
What is this you're saying, Thomas?
Why don't you untie him, Javary?
Why is this?
He's right. You get it? He puts his head out on the street and he's going to get it blown right off. From now on, the only way he stays living is by staying with us.
The radio says it's all over the world, this thing here. All those people to listen.
And all they're going to hear is how poor old Orlando got wasted by the dirty Indian-loving red killers. If ever we needed the father, then we need him now.
And they will get what they want.
Huh?
The company. If I'm not there, they'll be able to just rip the goodness out of the heart of this country and there'll be no benefit to us at all. If I'm not there, you see... Always they keep in their minds what they want the most. And now it seems like I've been killed by you. And all the do-gooders, all the liberals will be discredited, and there'll be no one, nothing left to stop them.
I think you benefited the Indians of this country enough already, mister.
I was trying. Maybe I was wrong, but I was trying.
Trying to kill them?
I did not know. Can't you understand that? I did not know. I did not want it.
Well, you're still responsible.
Well, like you, for sending out those two kids.
Jeffrey and Benny? What are you saying?
Well, everybody gets to be responsible in the end.
But not everybody's going to get shot so soon.
Look, would they even have swapped the father if he hadn't been
maybe.
Killed?
Maybe. Maybe they don't even know what they'd have done themselves at any time. It all depends what was in their heads all the time, what kind of things they were thinking about.
Well, so what do we do now?
Hell, I don't know. Javary?
I have gone a long way, Thomas, for a man of my people. We have both gone far since our first meeting. A long time ago.
Hey! What are you doing there? Why do you burn the boat, my friend?
There's no one to use it anymore.
So you burn it?
Yes, I burn it.
Costs money, a boat like that.
I guess.
A lot of money.
A lot, yeah. It cost a lot.
So, why you don't sell it?
I told you. We don't need this boat anymore. It's done what it was made for.
We?
No one now. An old man. And me. Okay. That enough, or you got any more questions?
Hungry?
Yeah. I guess I am.
So, come and eat.
Senor, we know where they are.
Yes?
The street.
That's good work.
Thank you, senor.
The source?
Well, if I mention their sympathizer at the hospital.
It's so sad, really, the things we come to.
We must act, of course. What else? Terrorists cannot be permitted to roam free.
Sometimes our responsibility is a heavy one.
It is, senor. It is.
We might have to go.
We?
Listen, I've been thinking.
Yeah, you've had a lot of time for that.
If they're going to kill me...
If!
Then I must.
You have to surface somewhere very visible, where too many people see you for them to knock you off.
And I can do that?
Yeah.
Are you really crazy?
I could tell them.
Tell them what?
Well, about the Indians, about the father, about the forest.
Oh, yeah, I can just see you doing that to your friends once you're back with them.
Those friends have just set me up to be killed.
How do we trust you?
Do you think I've learned nothing here? Oh, don't think I like you or anything for what you've done, but I do believe about what happened out there in the forest.
And you'll tell it?
Maybe it has to be said.
Oh, I don't know.
To understand that you aren't the only ones who care about or maybe love this country. Because we didn't get it right this time in that place, that doesn't mean we never will. It doesn't mean we have to stop trying. It doesn't mean because I'm not like you makes me some kind of monster.
What do we do when you get to be a star?
If I...
If I could get you some money before I surface, that'd give you time. I mean, could you get out of the country if you had to, with them after you?
Yeah, we could do that.
Well?
We have to go on, I guess. We have to go on fighting, living.
Thomas!
Six house along!
Well, there we are!
Instructions have been issued.
Good. That's good.
These are dangerous criminals. There will be no negotiations.
Of course not. What about our...
We must assume that Dos Santos is already dead.
Of course, the mess will have to be cleared up.
It's good to be out in the fresh air again.
Is there any way we can get out of here?
Sure, Dad. Oh, we could try and go under the streets. There's a way there. It'd be a chance. Maybe we could fight our way out.
Well, we gotta try. They're just gonna walk in here and blow us to little pieces.
Okay, so we try.
No, you must not die, Thomas.
Oh, I don't aim to.
You go. I will stay.
Hey, come on, Javary.
My death is now. That is all.
No, you can't.
It is one way for a man to die. I will not leave my own land. And with my gun, I will kill many. That is good for me. Remember, Thomas, I am an Indian. Now, go. With my hopes.
Javary, I'll keep you in my head all the time.
So, there it is, senor.
Well, it has been a long and difficult period for us all, but it's over now. And having surmounted this problem, we can look forward to a future in which increased understanding will enable us both to benefit from policies which are not only profitable, but will also cement the close links of affection and respect which already exist between our two nations.
Exactly, senor.
The full effect of Orlando Dos Santos' statement has not even begun to sink into the authorities in this country. Certainly there has been a dramatic shift in U.S. attitudes, but whether this will result in any permanent change in North-South relations is another matter.
He did it!
Yeah.
He really did it, what he said he would!
So now it's up to the rest of us. And I guess we got your friend to thank for that, too.
What do you mean, Bill?
Publicity. Since your man came out, the network can go screw itself. We're going to be able to finish our film.
Maybe that will change something for the Indians.
Oh, I hope so. Hey, did you hear this one? It's one I don't think you had a copy of. Anyway, listen.
So, what are we really moving towards, Father? What is the answer?
No real answer, Bill. The best we can do, the best would be that when the Indian does become part of our society, he takes a place where his skills are valued and can contribute something to all men. In that way, he will feel his own value, as we all should, and we will recognize that being different does not mean being better or worse, but just that each has a different thing to offer.
I thought maybe I'd end the film with that bit, with those words.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That was Fallen Leaves, Dead City, by Mike Walker. Orlando Dos Santos was played by Richard Pasco. Tomas by Gary Cady. Maria Dos Santos, Francis Jeter. Anna, Beth Porter. Javari, Crawford Logan. Benny, Alex Jennings. Jeffy, Aaron Swartz. The Captain of Police, Henry Stamper. The American Executive, James Bryce. Jose, Nick Redding, Bill Krause, Stuart Organ. Father Alvaro, Ronald Herdman, Gisco, John Livesey, and Tomas's grandfather, Michael Spice. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.
Thank you.